Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before you start interacting with people and pursuing your day's activities. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. After listening and receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own for as long as you can. Pray in the Spirit or in the Holy Ghost, according to Jude verse 20, and pray also in your understanding. Then use the prayer devotional booklet, also authored by me, to do a short Bible study and prayer. Prayer is never too much. TPGF members, wherever you are in the whole world, subscribe to the prayer booklet online. It will help you know God's word more and also your spiritual growth. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today. Welcome also to Monday, the 15th in January 2024. We are in the middle of January already. God will put you in the middle of a major breakthrough before January is over. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Raise your 2024 goals or prayer list as we pray. This week shall open for you on time. You shall flourish and blossom like the palm tree. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree and shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I once asked you to plant a palm tree or royal palm around your house where you live. It may just be in a potted form, and we'll water it all the time and use it as a point of contact to pray that prayer. The palm tree never wither, no matter the weather. It does not get uprooted, no matter the storm. Please do so if you have not already done so. I prophesy one more time. You, your family, and everything that has your name on it shall blossom and flourish like the palm tree this year. Palm tree can survive both as an indoor or outdoor plant. Lay hands on yourself for this prayer. Whichever country or city or industry you are and you operate, you shall thrive and work strong this year. Spiritually, health-wise, career-wise, financially, maritally, materially, and socially, you shall do exceedingly well this year. When those around you are saying things are high, things are tough, inflation, naira devaluation, government policy, insecurity, fear, and all such things, you shall be having a good time. If you can, do this. Remove your shoe or sandals and let the sole of your feet touch the floor or the ground where you are there. I prophesy Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 to your life. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon this year shall be yours. In business, ministry, career, and so on, they shall be yours. Anybody, forces or human being fighting you has lost the battle. God shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace. God will turn you into a spectator in your battles. You shall not nurse any pain or injury this year. Your story shall be success, victory, increases, and profiting. Lay hand where you have pains, anybody with pain. I prophesy, pains go, wounds be healed. Whatever the name of this sickness, it shall let go of you. Be healed. Say, I am healed. Say, I am delivered. Amen. Rise up and do what you couldn't do before. God will speed up your recuperating process. January 15th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be lifted. God shall give you special, priceless birthday gift you will celebrate for a long time. He will put you in good people's mind and heart to bless you financially and materially for your birthday in Jesus' name. Right? Listeners, we still have the whole of this week for teachings, counseling, and guidance. First one today. Good morning, my TPGF. More anointing to my daddy, Femi Emmanuel. Please, sir, can I take my BP drug immediately I wake up by 5 a.m. in the morning during fasting because I'm on medication? Wow, I've already answered this question. If you're on medication, take a little food to take your medication. It does not destroy your fast, When you are completely healed, you will not need medication anymore. You can then do your fasting without any issue. Next, good day, TPGF. Good day, Daddy. Please, I want to know why you said we can break our fast at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., or 7 p.m., whereas the most biblical common hours of prayers are 12 midnight, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. Wow. Number one, I did not say as a matter of rule or law, all of us should break our fast at 12, 2, 4, 6, or 7. No, not all in all cases. But those who wish to do so, or they have reasons to do so, there are those who may want to do what we call dry fast, bilibili, and for days, 3 days, 7 days or more. My only counsel to such people is to take water to save their internal organs, as their system may collapse without water for a long time. The most general fasting I know people do is fasting till the evening, break the fast, start again the second morning, break in the evening, and start again, and so on. I also spoke of partial fasting, Daniel's type of fasting, living on fruits, vegetables, and water only. Daniel did it for 21 days. So there is no law that says break at so time. It is not a law. It is what individual chooses, and also as may be led and instructed by God through the Holy Spirit for individuals. The biblical hours of prayers you mentioned, I think, was the Jewish order for prayers, not for us today as Christians. We are not Jews, are Jewish by nature, are obeying Judaism. We are Christians following Jesus Christ and being led of the Holy Spirit. Next, good evening, sir. My first question has not been answered, but I have another one. Based on pastor's counsel to a person on Thursday, he said we should not check our husband's phones to avoid issues of seeing what will bring problems in the home. So I want to ask, is it also wrong to answer his calls if he's not around and his phone is ringing? Thank you, sir. Wow, this husband-wife phone checking issue will not go away soon. Let me repeat what I've said before again today, that marriage is built on trust. Once trust is broken, marriage is heading for the rock. And trust is earned, not forced. Persons that want to get married should trust each other. And if there are signs that this person I want to marry cannot be trusted, please don't marry him or her. It will break your heart in the marriage. So the problems in most people is that they got it wrong from the beginning, foundational error. Then during courtship, two persons that want to marry should discuss everything. As for picking each other's call when the partner is not around, you need to discuss that aspect also. Those who have nothing to hide will say, oh sure, pick my phones and let me know later. But if the partner says, no, you can't touch my phone, please let the sleeping dog lie. That's my counsel. I'm a pastor, a human coach, and a counselor to many. I have lost count of many marriages completely destroyed, mostly starting from checking each other's phone. Someone said to me, Daddy, how can I trust my husband if I don't check his phone? Well, my daughter, you ought to have trusted him before getting married to him. Next, dear pastor, my husband is not so education-oriented. I have advised him when we were here to take computer training and other courses to improve on himself, but he never saw the need to do so. Now we relocated to Canada, and it is affecting him because jobs here need such skills. I can also help to teach him, but he has to face the real trainings and exam himself. I'm also schooling and studying here. Yet, he blames me for not helping him, despite all that I do. We are now growing apart in this marriage. What should I do, Daddy? It is urgent. Wow. My many thoughts are just running through my mind on this subject. First, it was a good advice you gave him, while still here, to improve on himself, especially in the area of computer and developing skill, which unfortunately he did not take serious, maybe ego problem. So all my listeners, no training or knowledge is a waste. Number two, please do all you can with prayers and wisdom that you don't grow apart in this marriage. One major problem marriages, most Nigerian marriages face abroad is this cultural shock. Then wives doing better than the husband in many cases, out and the husband out of frustrations start misbehaving to the wives. And the system in the Western world does not tolerate domineering husband over their wives. So the problems developed. Please don't let your own go that way. See, keep encouraging him in humility, in wisdom, to register for courses. Canada, UK, USA, Europe, and such other places are different from Nigeria environment. Anyone wanting to relocate, please develop skills that you will need to survive in those environments. Our prayers are with you, my daughter. Well, we'll be more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless all those connected to you. Join us later this evening on Ask Your Question Live Broadcast, Monday's edition, on all our social media platforms. Time is 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Join us then. God said to us, He will give us 7 years of flourishing seasons, beginning from this year. Listeners, it will not just happen without our obedience and carrying out our responsibility. Therefore, we must strictly do what His word is teaching us and the instruction God is giving us. I have spoken on planting a royal palm or royal tree, even in a potted form. Buy it as a potted flower or plant. Put it around you as a point of contact for prophetic prayers of the grace and the mystery of the royal palm. I've also spoken about repositioning 7 things around your house, your office, or your shop, and sending 7 desired areas of changes to TPGF Global Altar, and also backing it up with sacrifice, as I've already taught us. Hope you are doing these things. Hope you are following Him. Hope you are tithing and sowing your seed. And then I've spoken that we fast 1 day a week on Tuesdays. Hope you are also complying. I prophesy to everyone's life, God's power will be on you. Your heavens are already open. Nothing will close it. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and a wonderful week. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.